Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the latest edition of the Kings of Anglia Ipswich Town podcast. It's a very special edition today because we've relocated. We are recording this, broadcasting to you from a secret location in a bunker in Ipswich. You'll be noticing straight away that our levels have gone up. We should be sounding much better to you because we're now in a radio studio. We're sitting here in Ipswich Online Radio. We've levelled up. It can't be long before we're on 5 Live. So let me just set the scene for you. My name's Mark Heath. I'm your host as ever. With me as ever, my left-hand man, Andy Warren, the Hutch Hogan.
Ayo.
Ayo.
This is great.
It's sick, isn't it? And we've also got a producer now. Unbelievable. Incredible scenes. We've got a young man called Ross Hall, so you may have seen if you follow Kings of Anglia on all our social media, which you should be doing already, all over Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. A young man called Ross started his career in radio, and he's now producing for us lots of video content. And Ross, you're now producing the podcast for us. Say hello.
Hello. Life's complete, I have to admit. It's complete.
So from now on, you are called Producer Ross.
Producer Ross.
I'll take that.
Ross is on the wheels of steel.
Quick question, Mark.
Yeah.
We've leveled up. We've gone big time. We've lost Watson. Was he not ready for the step up?
He failed his test, I'm afraid. They didn't fancy him much here at the radio studio. They said he wasn't ready for it. So hopefully he'll be back with us next week. Obviously Stewie is on holiday, wasting no time after the end of the season, getting his break in. Already booked the first game off of next season, as we've already discussed. Here we are, Ipswich Online Radio. It's our new location. We've levelled up just for you, our beloved Kings of Anglia army. So it's just me and Hutch today with Ross, and we're gonna talk you through what we've decided now, as we did last week. The season review is over. We've drawn a line under that incredibly depressing, pathetic season in Ipswich Town's history, and now we're looking forward all the way, Hutchie. That's the way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
As I said many weeks ago, I'm done with 2018-19, 2019-20 all the way, please.
That's what we're all about. Before we get on to that, though, Hutchie, you had your first weekend off this past weekend, no football for a whole season. I'm hoping you did something worthwhile. What did you do?
Not much, mate.
Come on.
What did I do? I cooked.
Yeah. Oh, you got your. You're telling me earlier.
Yeah,
your little mini tandoori oven. Yeah.
Got that out. Made some chicken tikka in there.
What's the tandoori oven look like?
It's a little clay pot thing. Heat it up in the oven. Cover it with water so it becomes a steamer. And the clay oven cooks your chicken lovely.
Next level stuff there from Hutchie.
That's what I've been doing.
I went for a little stroll down that old Felixstowe on Sunday. It's lovely down there when the sun's out, isn't it? Little pack of scampi fries and a pint at the ferry boat. Lovely. Feel like you're on holiday. Roscoe, what did you do with your weekend?
Covered the hospital cup.
Oh, we've got to come on to this in a minute, haven't we?
Yeah.
First of all, obviously, Ipswich Town beat Norwich at the weekend.
Yes, it did. Penalties.
And it was, it was the under-16s, but we still beat Norwich. Town beat Norwich at the weekend. You were there covering it. Dramatic game. You got some pictures. You may have seen those on social media. Mm. Any particular players stand out?
Keeper.
Yeah.
Anthony Bort. Saved a couple of penalties in a penalty shootout and then actually won it for the Blues. So look out for him. He's Polish as well.
Pole in the goal.
There you
Outstanding.
Go.
And also you played on Sunday. You represented Team Kings of Anglia against Ipswich Town Ladies. And we won, didn't we?
We did, yeah, we did. 3-2.
Well done, us.
Yeah.
We could make it because we're too big time. But Team Kings of Anglia beat the Ipswich Town Ladies 3-2. They lost last year.
Mm-hmm.
As Ipswich Town talk, you lost 8-5.
Yes, that was that.
And last year, fitness was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, you got the victory. So talk us through very quickly just what happened at the game. Who scored?
Kez Hawkins, our striker, he scored twice.
Yeah.
Announcer actually said Jake Hammond scored the first goal. So, of course, Kez was going, it was me. He scored two goals, and then actually the Ipswich Town women's manager scored for us, the late winner.
What's going on?
With an overhead kick.
Wow.
An overhead kick to win it. And
why
what
is Ipswich Town
it?
Ladies manager playing for Team Kings of Anglia?
Because he's a man.
Oh, I see. It's like that, is it? Like that.
Yeah, and he wanted to play, so And yeah, he actually had a good game playing in defence, and then he decided to play up front in the final 10 minutes and he scored an overhead kick, which was is as good as it sounds.
Outstanding. Is there any video of that anywhere? Or?
They'll be coming up out soon, so look forward to that.
Outstanding. Superb. All right then, boys. Let's move on now, shall we, to Ipswich Town. That's what we're here to talk about. As I say, we're moving on to looking ahead. So from now on, this podcast is all about the promotion push for next season. Let's start, first of all, Hutchie, with some key dates for you to get in your diary. First of all, of course, we don't yet know who all of Town's opponents are going to be in League One next season. There's playoffs going on at the moment. They'll be playing over the course of this week, the second legs. And then it all comes to a head. Saturday and Sunday, May 25th and 26th, are the League Two and League One playoff finals. It looks, at the moment, League Two, Newport are already in the final. And they'll be playing either Tranmere or Forest Green. We want Forest Green, don't we, boys? That's what we want.
I do.
Absolutely. We got rid of Plymouth. We don't want Newport. So hopefully Forest Green do the business there. And League One, some tasty games in League One in the playoffs there. Pompey and Sunderland currently slugging it out. I think Sunderland are currently leading that after the first leg. And then Charlton and Doncaster. Just say Charlton for us, Ross.
Charlton.
Hey!
Yeah, he's nailed it.
Ross can't say Charlton.
Not so normally, anyway.
That'll be a recurring joke. Yeah. So, yeah, who do we want to come through that? Who do we want left in League One?
For an Ipswich perspective, I think you've got to want the winner of the Pompey-Sunderland semi-final to ultimately go up for competitive,
absolutely,
competitive reasons. I think whichever one of those stayed down could, you know, they would, for me, be going into the next season as favourites to win the league.
Yeah.
So, one of them can go up, please.
Yes, please. Wow, that is a mouth-watering playoff tie, isn't it? But as you say, one of those giants will still be in League One next season for Town to crush as they romp to the League One title by Christmas. Another important date for your diary is Thursday, June the 20th. That's the day when we find out who Town are going to be playing and when in League One. Fixture day, that is 9 a.m. Thursday, June the 20th. And then from there, unbelievably, we'll be into pre-season fixtures. Now, the season's only just finished, but I guarantee you, boys, pre-season will be upon us before
always,
we know it. And
always.
Actually, you've been doing a little bit of writing as well, haven't you, about pre-season? What can you tell us about that?
It's taking shape. German trip, Ipswich will be over there from the 4th to the 15th of July, so an 11-day trip for them. Probably going to be three games over there, including taking part in a little tournament, which is a very German thing to do in the summer. There's a lot of those going on. Ipswich are going to be in one of those. So get that done. Little tournament in Germany. Come back. A couple of games in this country as well, including one very close to home.
Yeah. But as we were talking about earlier, you were saying it doesn't look like it's going to be a home friendly, which is unusual.
No, no, doesn't look like it. And you can blame Rod Stewart for that.
Bloody Rod, messing everything
knew
up.
Knew he would.
Absolutely.
Knew he would. Yeah.
Yeah, so no home friendly, but there will be some friendlies in Germany for the fan. I'm assuming the fans will be able to go over and have a
That's the plan.
A few scoops, a few shandies over there. Celebrate. You'll certainly be doing the same with Dr. Watson. And then, of course, after that, after those friendlies are done, we get down to the real business. The season kicks off August 3rd, when Town inevitably start their stride, their ceaseless march towards the League One title. So Saturday, August 3rd, that's the key date. Obviously, Stu Watson's already decided he can't be bothered to cover Town in League One. Book that Saturday
give
off.
Poor Stu.
Yeah.
Give the boy a break. He's
not here.
Well, I feel like I need to stick up for him. He's a good lad, Stu. He tries his best.
He does certainly try his best, yeah.
And it's a long season.
It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You are aware that I won't be at the final game of the season, aren't you?
What, in 2020?
Yeah.
No, this is breaking news. Why not?
For exactly the same reason as Stu isn't
here. Your sister's getting married?
No, not my sister. My sister-in-law, which is exactly what Stu's doing.
I'm not sure what I think about that, to be honest. Well, I mean, if it's your sister, fair enough.
Haven't got a sister.
In-laws? Yeah, anyway, so you're gonna miss the last game. Let's hope there's nothing on that then, Hutchie boy.
There won't be.
Town will all be up by then, won't they?
Yeah, or not.
Or not, as the case may likely be. Yes, so those are the key dates for your diary. And also, we've got to talk, when we start turning and looking towards the season ahead, you can't do without a bit of sexy transfer rumour action, can you? And there's already been a few coming out of Ipswich Town. The first one, which one did you want to start with, Hutchie?
We'll go with the first one, which was a story we did months ago. Mm. James Norwood of Tranmere, still playing in the playoffs. Yeah, that's one they like. Mm. As we've said many, many times, he's one that they like. Available on a free, scored more than 30 goals this season. for Tranmere. Still playing in the League Two playoffs, but yeah, he's one. He's one they like.
Yeah. Well, if I was to ask you, as a esteemed Ipswich Town scribe and fountain of all knowledge, in terms of placing a percentage chance of that happening, would you be able to do that, or is it way too early? There's going to be a lot of interest in him, isn't there, I guess?
Yeah, but, like we've said before, I think there will be a lot of interest in him, but I think that Ipswich is kind of the top end of his, where his interest might fall. He's never, this is his first season, even in League Two. Everything before that's been in non-league football. You would think Ipswich are a top-end League One club now. Our Championship club's going to... They might take a flyer on him, but they're not going to bring him in and say, you're going to be playing for me every week. They would maybe offer him some kind of squad role. Ipswich, I think, if they went for him, he would be a genuine, genuine like target, like leading the line.
First name on the team sheet sort of thing.
Yeah, at least have a really good chance of making that the case. And for a guy that's never played at that level of football before, that's got to be a really good offer. So,
what do we know about him? Obviously, he scores hatfuls of goals, but what's he like as a player?
Can score with both feet. Head. He's scored a lot of headers. Good movement. He's quite a robust looking chap, but his movement's good.
Robust looking. What does that mean?
He's a bruiser. Broad shouldered.
He's barrel, a bruiser.
Barrel chested, but he's not that kind of player. He's clever. His movement's good. He gets on the end of things. Mm. He's a finisher.
Mm. Which is what Town needs.
Goodness me, Ipswich could do with a finisher.
Absolutely. And then another
starter.
Yeah. To be fair, another striker they've been linked with, Stewie Watson himself, broke this story last week, I think it was. We didn't actually talk about it on the podcast last week, which was remiss of me not to bring it up. Sheffield United striker Connor Washington, someone they've been in for before, but they're interested in bringing him in again. I assume they'll be looking at, potentially, realistically, they're looking at least two strikers coming in.
I think so. I think they should be looking at two. Mm. Washington's a little bit different in that he could probably play in any of those front three roles, playing on the left, right, or through the middle. There's likely to be a lot more competition for this one, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more difficult for Ipswich to do.
Mm. Okay, time will tell. A couple of others just to bring up to speed with, if you've not seen them already. Obviously, keeper, that's going to be a big issue going into the off season, which is where we are now. They've already been linked with the lad from Livingston. Liam Kelly is his name, isn't
yep.
it? Now, you said before on this podcast you wouldn't be at all surprised if there was a new man between the sticks for Ipswich Town next season. Obviously, Gherkin, we're yet to find out what they're going to do with him. Although, I was reading your excellent review of the season, Hutchie, part one, in tomorrow's papers, where you're looking at mixed men and how they fared in this past season. And Gherkin was involved in, was it three out of the, he was playing in goal in three out of the five wins?
Yeah, Bart didn't keep a clean sheet last season. All clean sheets kept by Gherkin. Three of the five wins until the Bolton game and the Leeds game.
Yeah.
I mean, when it was almost done and dusted, all three of the previous wins were Dean Gherkin. But it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if he were to move on.
Yeah.
And you know what, it wouldn't surprise me if Bart moved on as well.
Mm. What do we like to find out about Gherkin and the rest of the kind of retained...
That's this week, I think. There's the line is that the negotiations are ongoing with some of those guys. If I was a betting man, I would say that Gherkin would be one that would leave, maybe as much for his own good, as much as anything he wants to play. He said before that he still values being a goalkeeper and playing games. He's not one of these goalkeepers that wants to be jobbing around, picking up years here and there, sitting on the bench for better money. He wants to play, and maybe that might be coming to his thinking. Liam Kelly, interesting one though. He's been linked with all kinds of clubs in Scotland and
Celtic as well. Isn't
Hamburg in Germany, yes. Celtic as well. I'm led to believe he was maybe one that maybe Ipswich might have had a conversation about before Christmas time. Mm. I'd be surprised if that one happened now.
Got Celtic coming in for you. Ipswich Town doesn't have quite the same support.
Yeah, no, not it's a bit different, isn't it? But I think Celtic would be a bench job for him. He's a former Rangers youth player, so that has its own difficulties.
Yeah,
crossing that divide.
Of course,
we'll see.
And just finally, just so we round up all the latest rumours, there's one that came out towards the back end of last week. In fact, I believe while we were recording the podcast, we came out of the podcast studio in Archon Towers. Young Ross said to us, Gwion Edwards linked to Hull.
He wasn't producer Ross then,
no,
was he?
No, he was merely video man just, Ross. Just now he's producer Ross.
Ross, now he's got his own
I'll produce the transfer rumours.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
There you go. Yeah. So Gwion Edwards to Hull. Thoughts? What are you saying?
I'm not surprised. I think if there were any... And I don't think there'll be many players that the Championship clubs would necessarily be looking at. Certainly not away from the youngsters anyway. Edwards may be one of those. A good bookends to the season. Really good start. Good finish to it. A bit of a down period in the middle, but he showed he can do it in the Championship. Wingers are hard to come by, as Ipswich know. They've not had any for quite some time. Hull going to be selling Jared Bowen this summer. He'll be off to the Premier League, no doubt. And
they don't want to get rid of the boy Suffolk Giggs, though, do we, at Town? We want him sticking around.
Is Suffolk Giggs, is that fair? Has he earned, has he earned that?
In no means has he earned that, but as you know, I like nicknames. And that's when I listened to the season preview, I was lobbing Suffolk Giggs around liberally. So I'm going to
Does he maintain that, though? Does he keep it?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a clean slate now, isn't it? I mean, he's back to square one.
The League One Giggs.
He's still Suffolk Giggs, though, isn't he? He's still going to rip it. Imagine Gwion Edwards on the wing in League One. He's going to tear things up, isn't he?
That's where he came from, didn't he? So,
there you go. He's going to be fire. So you reckon? But you think there's a possibility he might go?
I don't know if teams would be willing to pay what Ipswich would take. Because if you think about it, in any normal situation, he'd have lost value, won't he? In a year, bought for 700k.
Yeah.
Been part of a team that's dropped into the third tier. Does he maintain that value or lose it? I don't know.
Definitely loses it.
You think so?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just whether Ipswich are willing to sell and how big a part Lambert sees him playing. If they're going to stick with the 4-3-3, which led to believe they are, that's very much going to be the way forward for Ipswich. He fits one of those roles perfectly and they're not blessed with wingers at all. So if he were to depart, that would need some major attention to that position to address it.
Any others? Just to dot the I's and cross the T's. Have you got any other? I know you've got your ear to the ground, Hutchie, all the time.
Ear to the ground. Not really got any names for right now, but in terms of goalkeepers, they've been looking at goalkeepers, essentially. I think they're braced very much for one or other or both of Bart and Gherkin to move on. Goalkeepers is a difficult market to negotiate because... if only one can play and it's hard to get deals done for goalkeepers because you can't kind of like bluff them, if you know what I mean. They either want to know they're playing or they're not, and it's hard to do so until that situation's sorted. I don't know, but they're certainly contacting goalkeepers.
Interesting. Time will tell. Before we move on, I just want to set the scene. So we're in a studio at Ipswich Online Radio. We are sat across a table. We've each got mics now. Ross is sat in the corner.
He's got the best
with the
mic.
Wheels of steel. And,
to be
and,
fair, yeah, I've got the best mic.
And the biggest mic. And also, I'm facing Hutchie, so we are literally having quite an intense eyeballing sort of conversation. And it's hard when you're sitting this close to a man with eyelashes like yours, Hutchie. It's hard not to get distracted by them. Superb eyelashes.
Thank you.
Are you still cultivating those bad boys? Do they need trimming?
Oh, they don't need cultivating, my friend. That's au natural.
Absolutely. I just want to do a little video just for... So obviously this is not good for radio, if you like. But I just want to do a little video just so people can see where we are. There's the Hutchman over there. He's got his own mic. That's where Stewie Watson will be. Leave all the showing up.
Are these our seats now? Is this locked in? Yes, this is my seat.
This is my mic. Okay. Because it's the most important one. And there...
But look at that mic, though, over there.
Look at this.
I've got two mics.
And he's got a TV.
I've got a TV as well.
Unbelievable.
There's a whiteboard there if you want to write some silly
make
things
some notes, out. Yeah. We can do some brainstorming.
And a computer he doesn't know how to work.
Yeah,
a
computer.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, shown.
And there's the wheels of steel, the decks, as it were. He's monitoring our levels. How are levels, Ross?
Good.
Excellent.
Well, mine's not good right there because I just shouted, but yeah.
Keep it down, please, mate.
As I say, we are levelling up, and hopefully you're enjoying it. Let's move on now, Hutchie. We're talking about the season ahead.
Before we move on...
Absolutely.
Can we just quickly pretend that we're on People Just Do Nothing? If people watch that on BBC Three, or whatever it's on now.
Yeah, absolutely. Run the rhythm!
Bang!
Lyrical blow to a jaw. Bang! Have you got any grime you can drop in, Ross?
Jamie and all that?
Grinder! Bang!
They've got an album, man, haven't they?
Yeah, man.
People Just Do Nothing.
Quite possibly.
They're pretty good, actually.
They're all right.
If that's your thing.
Brentford's massive and all that. Yeah.
Brentford's was it second biggest grime radio station? Yeah. Corrupt with
they
a
live
K.
The, they live, whenever we go to Brentford, to Griffin Park, you can see the tower blocks where they live in that. It's great.
Throw
it's
your good. K's up.
Throw your K's for Kings of Anglia as well.
Man, we are so cool. Hutchie, I want to put you on the spot because Stewie's not around, so you're going to have to do a lot of talk in this podcast because we've already established I am very good at opining without actually really knowing anything. So your knowledge is key here. I want to put you on the spot. So you're Paul Lambert. If you don't mind me saying, you're much better looking. Twice as hard.
All right.
Yeah. Has he given you his watch yet, by the way? Your wrist is naked.
No.
He's
no
gone
watch.
Back on this deal.
I did notice, though, in the final weeks of the season, he'd stopped wearing that, the Hublot Big Bang.
Is that right?
And started wearing a different one. Whether he thought I might grab it from him.
Yeah.
Or not, I don't know. I did bump into him on the waterfront before the Swansea game, and he wasn't wearing it then either. He's having a lovely breakfast on the waterfront with Mrs. Lambert.
What does Lambo have for breakfast? I'd imagine he's a full English fry up. Is
no,
he?
No, I think he had some. I think it was kind of avocado on toast deal.
Boring. What did you have, Hutch?
What did I have on this occasion? I go out for breakfast a lot. Yeah. It's hard to. Probably some kind of egg Benedict.
Always
eggs
go.
Benedict is the best breakfast.
Always go eggs, absolutely. So, Hutchie, you are Paul Lambert. You're having avocado on toast for breakfast. You're looking at the season ahead. You're looking at your squad. You, as I say, you're currently writing a series of season reviews, grading the players' performances. You were telling me earlier that only one player's got a B. Was it just one player's got a B plus? That was it.
Yeah, B plus is as high as we dare go.
Yeah, we'll leave you to make your own mind up.
One
who that
them.
Might be. Check out the paper and online because that's going
to
be dropping this
week. You might have to
wait
a few days for that one.
Yeah.
for the more positive
before
ones.
We get to that one, yeah. So you're looking at your squad. You're saying, what am I going to do? Fit back and all that sort of stuff. What do you think Town need to do in the summer in terms of what would you do with the keepers, first of all?
And how then, you want to do it? You want to go through it?
I'll do it however you want to do it, my friend.
In general,
yeah.
I think... less is more. I think you need to bring in what they were guilty of last summer is both... Well, Paul Hurst was in this situation. So many players were out the door before he even came in.
Hmm.
He had to recruit numbers, which aren't in that position this summer. I think they need to focus on bringing in three, four, five quality players that Lambert sees as being sort of bedrocks of his team,
mm-hmm.
part of the spine, important players in key positions. Focus on that rather than bringing in numbers, and I'm sure that's exactly what they're going to do. I'm sure there's not going to be 20 signings like there was during this last season, which was quite frankly absurd, and it made doing these player grades really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
there are so many of them. Jordan Graham, Tyo Edden. Why?
Jordan Graham, bloody hell. Where does he end up?
Oxford.
That's right. He didn't last very long, did he?
Tyo Edden didn't end up anywhere.
What's happened with him?
He's back at Fulham.
With his eye.
Yeah.
His eye
Hopefully
injury.
He's okay.
Poor little Tyo. So, in terms of obviously bringing people in, they need strikers, don't they?
Yep, definitely.
And what else do you reckon?
I think you need two.
Mm-hmm.
I like Harrison and Jackson.
This is assuming Will Keane's out of the equation because he's always
injured.
Yeah,
but potentially.
Yeah?
Potentially. I wouldn't, if I got one in, and Will Keane was still a free agent, which... it's not impossible that teams might not go for him given the injury worries and things like that. If he was still floating around as a free agent later on in the summer, maybe he'd be one that I'd go for. But that goes against the idea of getting players in early as well, which is something else they want to do.
Mm.
But two strikers, and I would like one of those strikers to be able to play in one of the wide roles.
Yeah.
As well, much like Freddie Sears has done. I'd want one of them to be able to do that.
Freddie will be like a new signing, won't he, when he comes back?
Yep.
Amazing.
When do you think the first time that expression is going to be used? He thinks he might be back in October,
right.
Back in and around it.
Well, I'd imagine from September onwards then, when we can start asking about whether he's out on the grass and that sort of thing. that phrase will soon be uttered, which will come very, very swiftly. Anything else you do over the obviously strikers, you're saying,
yeah.
what were we saying, midfielders?
Before we get there, I you need a right back,
yep.
I think. Whether that right back is Josh Emmanuel, currently finished the season, is the only contracted right back. You've got Janoi Donassian out at Accrington, but Lambert very clearly sees him as a centre back.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Wolfenden, I quite like at right back, if I'm honest. I've seen him play there a few times. He looks decent, but he sees himself as a centre back. So you would think a right back's on the agenda, and you need another left back as well, because Miles Kenlock's the only one in that.
He's going to be the starter next season, though, isn't he, Kenlock?
You'd think so. He's in pole position to be, I'd say. Mm. Yeah. But then that makes it difficult in terms of who do you bring in. Maybe you bring in someone who's versatile, can play other positions as well. But
yeah. And what are you doing in midfield?
Central midfield.
Yeah.
Probably nothing. I can see the logic. People talking about we need a sort of a midfield enforcer, sort of a bruiser in midfield. I'd be okay with them going in with the midfielders that they've got, actually. There's a lot of them, aren't there? Who have you got? Skews, yeah. Downs, Bishop, Nolan, Dizel, Nydam. Can we talk about Hughes as well?
Puffy knees.
Like, they're there. Like, if you're bringing in more, players would have to leave for that to happen. I think you need a, depending on what you've done with the wide striker, I think you probably need another winger, depending on what they do with Grant Ward.
Is there any chance at all that Tom Adeyemi stays?
Well, I'd have said no until recently. I'd still be very surprised. I think it's really hard to justify giving him another year, or when he's been unable to play since, I think it was October 2017, you've been unable to play. I got a brief look at him in the 23s game with Forest recently, and you could see what he's all about. You could see why Mick signed him. Mm. He's up and down. He's good on the ball, responsible. He can tackle.
Mm.
Good movement. But I struggle to see how you can extend his contract.
He's made of crystal, lad. That's the problem. Brittle. Now then, anything else to add to that before we move on?
No, I don't know if I've gone over my four or five signings there. What have I said?
You said two strikers.
Yeah.
A right back, a left back. And a
winger.
And a winger.
And then address the goalkeeping situation, depending on what
would
what
you
happens.
Do with the goalkeepers?
I'd let Gherkin go.
Yeah.
I think he wants to play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think
he's getting to that stage of his career.
He's 33.
Isn't he?
I think he'll
needs
be 30,
to play, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be 34 by the time the season starts. I'd let him go and play. I would, depending on where Bart's head is at, I'd keep him. If he wants to stay, I'd keep him. But then I would also be open to sensible financial offers.
Because he is really their only saleable asset.
Aside from youngsters, from cashing in on the young players, which I think we can all agree don't want that to be happening just yet. And you know, they've been made a centrepiece of what the club are going to do going forward for a reason.
Yeah.
If a sensible offer came in for Bart, then I would very much consider that, because I think he would, if it was to go and play in the Championship or higher or even abroad, I think he would probably be open to that as well, as much as he loves it here.
Mm. Okay, interesting stuff. Time will tell. Now then, if you're new to this nonsense that we call the Kings of Anglia podcast, we always pause now for a little break away from Ipswich Town. We ask Mark's big question. He says, looking at producer
this
Ross.
This is producer Ross's first
this
big
is time
test.
To shine.
One moment.
Cue the intro, producer Ross.
Mark's big question. Question.
That was incredible.
Fantastic. Hearing it live, that's amazing.
That was my voice on there.
It's your voice. You sound good as well. Still, I think a little bit understated, Ross. So
I made it really good.
Do we play again?
If you can add a little bit more drama to it, because it needs a bit more drama.
Okay.
Now then, Ross, because it's your first time in the podcast with Mark's Big Question, I'm going to let you pick the question.
Is he allowed to join in with an answer as well?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
Let's see what the question is. So you've got questions from numbered from 1 to 53. And obviously there's quite a few of them have already taken, but if you shout out a number, I'll see where we are.
Don't shout.
Yeah, don't shout.
I won't shout.
What are you saying, Ross?
Is 12 still available?
12? No, that's gone.
Ah. Why don't you remove them?
Because I like to see what we've done. This is the same question I get asked every week. I like to see what we've done. Childhood toy was number 12. We've done that. Another one.
Have we done a big 50 then?
50?
50 burger.
50. Okay. No, we've not done it. This is a good one, actually, because everyone will have an opinion on this. It's not as alternative I'd like to go, but here we go. The best game of football you've ever seen.
Oh, so played.
Not played. Not played, no. The best game you've ever seen. Now we're going to say that you physically live there watching it? Yeah. Does that?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Go with that one then. So what's the best game of football, Rossi boy, that you've ever seen in person?
I want to say my first game that I went to, because it is a crazy game, because it was Ipswich and Bolton 5-3.
How old were you for that?
I was 3 years old, so it doesn't really count.
That was your first game, though?
That was my first ever game.
That is quite the introduction.
That is a hell of a game.
But, of course, I remember none of it, so...
You should have been asleep.
I probably was, probably halfway through it. Actually, probably not, because how much goals are in there and drama. But I'll say recently, or 2015, Richard Chaplow, Watford.
Oh, 95th of course.
Minute. Just, oh, crazy.
That was the best game.
Yeah. Was the game any good? I wasn't there.
The game was shit, wasn't it?
Was it bad?
It wasn't great, but I think just for that moment,
yeah.
For me, going to Watford, you know, that I was with all my mates, away day, and we're like, going into it, we're playing top of the league, we're probably going to may lose here, and somehow...
Yeah. That was an incredible moment, though, wasn't it?
Richard Chaplow.
Moments in recent history,
Freddie Sears to Richard Chaplow, he was through and we're like, oh my God. And then out of nowhere, he scored. That's a good game.
Man, incredible. What's Chaplow doing now? Do we know?
He's America, isn't he?
He's playing for Orange County. Yeah. Is he? In the UAS.
In the MLS?
No.
Yeah. No, below. Tier. What's that then?
The United American Soccer League, I think it's called UASL. Yeah. Is that
something like
that. Producer Ross, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Given that it sounds like people are going to be coming through the roof of the studio, is that going to be picked up?
No, because I think it's going to be all good. It's all good. Yeah. Of course, we're going to have people outside. I've got the sniffles, and you know, stuff
he's
like
got
that.
The sniffles. Yeah.
So
we should also add in at this point that Ross is the most sickly individual I've ever encountered. He's 22 years old, going on about 94. He's always got a sniffle or a cough.
To be fair, I'm an old man already at home. So
he played 60 minutes of football yesterday, and he can barely walk today. So, yeah, that will be a theme going forward, is that Ross will probably have an illness of the week.
Yeah.
That's a segment.
Ross's illness
of the week.
And he also is not shy about letting you know about it either. He'll often just go, oh, Jesus, and things like that. Anyway, so Ross, you're saying Chaplow's goal.
Yeah.
Hutchie, you've got to have a lot of contenders here. Should I tell you mine first? Because yours is probably going to be Ipswich Town, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah. I've got some others.
I'll jump in with mine. So, obviously... Those who've listened to this podcast before will know that by birth, I'm a Derby County fan. And I spent a lot of time watching Derby back when Dean Saunders was playing for them. He was my first footballing hero, the man with the super perm and the goal-scoring record to match. I went to see them play Chelsea. I think this was around 1990, 91, at the old baseball ground. They were 3-1 down at half-time. This is a Chelsea that included the other magnificently permed Dave Besant in goal. 3-1 down at half time. Derby came back. Dean Saunders grabbed a brace and it was 4-3 Derby. Unbelievable scenes. I was thinking football's the greatest game on earth as a little 9-10-year-old, whatever I was. But unfortunately, Chelsea came back and scored another three and it finished Chelsea 6, Derby County 4.
Oh.
But it was an incredible game, and I can still remember the baseball ground pitch because it was covered in sand. Wasn't a lot of grass on it. And also seeing Dean Saunders up close. That wasn't my first Derby County game, but it's probably the closest I've been when he scored a goal.
Can I mention another game? It includes Derby as well, Ipswich.
Excellent, yeah.
And you probably won't remember this one. I forgot what year this was. But Ipswich, this is before Steve McLaren became the manager.
Oh, is this the McLaren half-time team talk?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And... we're like 4-1 up at half time, I think it was. And we were like, yeah, this is, you know, we're enjoying it. And out of nowhere, they score 3 in the second half.
Which is unusual because, being obviously, again, being a Derby fan, over the course of living in Suffolk for most of my life, Ipswich have got an incredibly good record against Derby.
Until Paul Hurst came in and that record lost it. 12 years, something like that.
Little Paul. Yeah. Soon to be back in management, Hutchie.
He is soon to be back in management.
Scunthorpe, is it? He's
still not actually completed that.
Mighty Scunthorpe.
But yeah.
That seems a good level for him to get back in at. But now then, Hutchie, you've seen more games of football than we've had hot dinners, probably. so what is the best game you've ever seen?
The correct answer is the game that Ross said earlier.
Yeah.
The 5-3. It had everything.
Yeah. A
crazy game of football, had everything in there. Red cards, penalties, missed penalties, Sam Allardyce... Everything. It was brilliant.
Pitch invasion, all that.
Pitch invasion. I met some of my school friends on the pitch, and that was quite fun. But a few others as well from my Swindon covering days. In the playoff semi-final second leg, Swindon 5, Sheffield United 5. Swindon went through.
Wow.
They went through 7-6 on aggregate. That was very good.
Flames.
Then lost the final 4-0. Not Flames. they also won 4-3, I believe. It was 4-3 away at Premier League Stoke in the cup, in the League Cup, under Di Canio, which was really, really,
at some point we need
really
to get,
good.
We need to get more of your Paolo Di Canio years.
There's a whole podcast. There's a whole podcast in this.
Maybe we can do that over the summer.
A magnificent, crazy bastard.
Yeah.
What a man.
But I bet you've got some amazing stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
You're not having them now.
No, not now. So yeah, good contenders there for best game ever. I should also just note that after I'd seen Chelsea 6 Derby 4, the next Derby game I went to, they lost 7-1 to Liverpool. And that was the Liverpool team, the good Liverpool team, you know, John Barnes, Ian Rush, all that sort of stuff. That was tremendous stuff. Now then, that's the end of Mark's big question. Thank you for joining us for the first time, Ross.
Pleasure.
Giving your input as well is good. It's time for Mailbag now. Hutchie has got his own live jingle, which makes him very happy. I'm not going to video you, Hutch. I'm going to take a picture while you sing this, because you're in the studio. It's your first Mailbag jingle. Off you go.
But I've got to change the words, because...
Oh, of course.
He's not here.
Absolutely.
Look at all these cameras.
Paparazzi, mate.
Ready?
Go for it.
Mailbag, mailbag. Just Mark and Andy dipping in the mailbag.
Good freestyle, my friend.
Boop, boop.
So, Mailbag, the first in our new Underground Bunker studio.
The pod bunker.
I'm hoping we've got signal in here, because I'm just trying to load up Twitter. Here we go. Here we go, boys.
Oh, that would have been a disaster.
That would not have been good, would it? Let's scroll all the way back to the start. It's always busy.
Got a Wi-Fi code, don't we? We need a Wi-Fi code.
Absolutely. Here we go. Peckham Blue, first of all, says, any idea when next season's kit will be announced? This is a key date.
End of May.
End of May. Blue. Not, it'll be blue it and white be, exclusive.
It will be blue.
Yeah. He says, yours friend of the show, sponsor and Hall of Famer, Peckham Blue.
May 23rd. Let's have a guess at that. I think it could be May 23rd.
He's making some bold claims there, the boy, Peckham Blue. Friend of the show, sponsor and Hall of Famer.
Definitely a Hall of Famer.
Is he the lad that bought the
car? He bought the car.
Ah! Tremendous. Peckham, I should have known.
He doesn't, you can't, he probably should be on the friend of the show list as well.
He's more than
but,
a
But, yeah, I don't know, yeah, I don't know if that maybe underplays.
He bought a car.
Yeah, he should, I don't know if you just stay off the friend of the, if you're on the legends list, the Hall of Fame, yeah, then you don't need to be a friend of the show. You can't be on more than one at the same time.
This is a good one for us, Hutchie. If you had to compare, this is James Willerton, if you had to compare ITFC to an NFL franchise, which one would it be?
The Browns.
Because they're just shit.
Had some great years.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
historic franchise.
Absolutely,
not so good.
Not so good recently.
Great news about the Browns is that they're on the way back, aren't they? They've got their young quarterback Baker Mayfield. They traded for Odell Beckham Jr.
OBJ baby.
So yeah, maybe there is some light.
The Browns is a great shout, actually, in terms of the history of the two teams. A glittering history in Cleveland, but not so much in terms of the present.
Even the stadium is like quite nice, but also becoming a little shabby.
Yeah.
In some areas.
Portman Road's becoming shabby, isn't it? I mean, we walk past it every day.
They need to,
some paint or something.
Yeah.
All adds up.
I think the rest of it's okay, but some of those gates on the cobble stand,
yeah,
they need a bit of blue on them.
Because it all adds up, doesn't it, to the kind of thinking. Was it Bobby Robson when he came in, gave everything a lick of paint and said that's vital for kind of the way you think about yourself, is it the surroundings that you're in?
Players, you know, visiting as well, you know, they get shown the stadium and go, oh.
Yeah,
you know, needs a bit of
needs some paint.
Yeah, basically,
I'm not signing unless you paint that turnstile. Yeah. And
I don't
that
care how much you're paying me. Neil Sharp wants to know. He says name three players we need for next season. We've kind of done that already. He also wants to know what colour should the away kit be. So have you got any? Because it goes on a cycle, doesn't it? Generally, the away kit.
It's not a set cycle.
Yeah,
but Ipswich have got a colour palette, haven't they? It's red. There's black. There's orange. There's white. Not an awful lot of variation away from that.
What we reckon? You got any inklings?
I know what I'd like.
Yeah.
Somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody on Twitter recently did kind of a kit concept. People do these all the time. There was one really, really good one. It was white with black pinstripes. It was Liquid Sex. And I want it. But
Liquid Sex. That's Liquid Sex.
In your late night radio DJ
Absolutely.
Voice. Why not have another bash at the Barcelona style one? Why
yes.
not? Why
they didn't
not?
Even wear that bad boy. Either,
well, maybe
did
they? If they
did once, they lost
back.
Like 5-1. So.
Yeah, but
then they kept it. Didn't they keep it around as the third?
Yeah, third kit. Yeah.
So there was no way they were ever going to wear that.
No.
But I'd love to see that come back.
Who knows?
Yeah. Daryl Daryl Jones, D. Yeah. Jones Jacks, friend of the show.
Number one.
He wants to know, and this is obviously only going to be...
We need a friend of the show jingle, don't we?
We do. Yeah. Producer Ross, get right on that. Yeah. Not right now. continue producing the show for now. He wants to know, what was the biggest... Obviously, this only really applies to you. What was the biggest goal you've ever missed because you were typing your match report? So this could be any... Ooh. In your entire football reporting career.
I'll tell you what, actually. I didn't see, of the aforementioned Swindon team, they lost the subsequent player final 4-0 to Preston. I didn't see the first goal of that because I was typing.
Ah.
That was after 2 minutes. Yeah. I was busy typing because there had been a big incident prior to that.
What was the incident?
The captain, Nathan Thompson, currently right back for Portsmouth, yeah, out of contract for this summer, just saying. he shouldn't have played, but risked himself with a hamstring injury, and he basically tore his hamstring 2 minutes into the playoff final. Not so good. But then Beckford scored. No, it wasn't Beckford. Huntington. Paul Huntington.
There we go.
But Ollie, I missed it.
Ollie Squirrel risks bringing up another dispute we've had
no,
before.
No, it's not the darts
one, is it? He says, if darts isn't a sport, how come it's shown on Sky Sports? Well, they also show wrestling on Sky Sports. So unless you're arguing that wrestling is actually a sport, which of course it isn't, although it is much more of a sport than darts, your argument is facile, Ollie, if that is indeed your argument. So let's move on before Hutch.
New studio, new start. We've put last season on, you know, we put that in the back burner. We're not talking about that
anymore. We're not doing the darts thing anymore.
No, we're not. It's clear we disagree.
Absolutely.
But right. You know, the people did vote that darts is a sport.
People are idiots. Seasider 28 UK. The top six teams in League One each scored over 70 goals this season. How are Ipswich going to score 70 goals plus when most of our current players struggle to get 5 goals a season? As we've already said, that is something that needs to be addressed.
It is something that needs to be addressed, but we've talked about how that will be addressed.
Tom Lawrence also wants to bring up the, can we have a definitive debate on what constitutes a sport?
No.
I thought we'd already had that.
I don't know if it reached a definitive conclusion for
well,
enough.
Whatever I said was definitive. So, Joe Goad, right. When does the transfer window open for League One? When does the window open officially? Is it open now?
I think it opens on Thursday, actually.
And when does it slam shut?
Slam shut on September the 2nd at 5 p.m. for League One.
Does
and
it
League
smash
two
open?
No, it just opens. It just quietly. gets eased ajar.
Eased ajar.
Yeah, I think it technically opens on Thursday, but I wouldn't get your hopes up about.
There's not going to be a slew of signings.
Yeah. There's no, you don't need to trumpet that day particularly.
I don't think I've ever spent so long looking intensely into another
man's
eyes.
It's great, isn't it? But we can't see each other's mouths.
No.
just eyes and nose. I want earphones.
Yeah, we need some earphones.
Ross has got earphones.
Because Ross has got the big job.
Why do you need earphones?
So I can make sure the levels
are
good.
Are the levels good? And are you definitely recording it?
Yes, we've gone 42 minutes so far.
40 how many?
42.
42.
Good time, that.
Good time, absolutely. We're on fire today. Another friend of the show, the newest one, Stefan Vasek.
Yeah, you nailed it. Number six.
He says, hello. Caden Jackson, I'm still hopeful he's going to be a cracker in League One. Thoughts? He can do it in League One, can't he, the boy?
I think he can do it in League One. Define what's cracker?
Cracker, I would say, is good. He's going to be good.
I think he could do all right, yeah.
Yeah.
He needs a partner, and I don't know.
Be all right. That's sort of damning with faint praise.
Yeah, because we're thinking this is going to be a 4-3-3 again. I don't know where he fits in that because he needs a partner. Pretty clear they don't fancy him in one of the wide striker roles. We've seen that it's not fair to ask him to play through the middle on his own in this system because he just doesn't suit that. It's hard to see quite where he would fit in, but in terms of attributes and ability, I definitely think he can do something in League One. Whether that has to be as an option off the bench, I don't know, but we'll see.
I think he's going to score.
Here we go.
10 goals next season. Okay. Not going to get more than Drinan, is he?
How many is he going to get?
Drinan's going to get 15, as you full well know. A hot take from the start of the season. I never said which season.
It was implied that it was this season.
Barney Booth, this is quite a tough one, Hutch, so I don't know, you might have to come back to this maybe next week when you have a little bit of a think about it. He says, make a best 11 from Ipswich players over the last decade. based off their performances during their time at the club. That now, you've got a bit of a hole in your knowledge, haven't you? Because you were away covering...
For almost the whole of the last decade. Yeah. So, yeah. Previous decade, I could nail you with that.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch Ipswich...
For some time.
For the whole of the decade until the last 3 years, so... It's unlikely.
Sorry, Barney.
Let's just go with the whole of McCarthy's playoff team. Yeah, 14-15.
Absolutely.
One player's still here, Bart, probably will be our goalie in that 11, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to say, absolutely. Yeah. Alistair Rattray's back on. He just wants to know, did we talk about his musical observations? We did. And he says again, friends of the show should be to the tune of This Is Your Life. Now, I thought I was doing This Is Your Life. Is that not how it goes? Friend of the show.
Yeah, I think Sue did this last one.
We addressed this, yeah. So, Alistair, thanks for your input, but we've already discussed it. Sorry that we're not in tune.
He asked about the... I don't know what the example is. He asked about the theme music.
That's
whether
right.
It's not a rip-off of
anything.
It's Maroon
5 or something.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. This,
it's our original,
theme,
baby.
Our theme music is original. Original. Like, you won't get that anywhere else. My brother made it.
Ah, there you go.
Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my brother made
what's
it.
What's your brother called?
Chris.
Chris is a talented individual.
I met Chris.
You have met Chris.
He's very tall.
Yes, that's a sore point with Hutchie. 6 foot
five. 6 foot
five and Hutchie's 5 foot three.
Seven.
Yeah, six.
Three quarters.
The pin, friend of the show, number two.
Number two.
He says, and this might actually be good one, producer Ross. I noticed last week there was a wrestling advert after the pod. I'm interested to know what Mark and Stu, obviously in this case he means Andy, would have as their wrestling names and walk-on music. Now, you'd obviously be Walrus, I assume. Would you, as a wrestler? Walrus?
Yeah, we've done wrestling, haven't we?
Yeah. The Pentagon would be your move.
Yeah.
What would be your tune, though?
Same as my darts tune.
And,
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. Now, Ross, you're a fan of the old wrestling, aren't you? So, what would your... You must know what your wrestling name would be.
I'm not going into that
you
much.
You wear a hoodie to work. Yeah. Of course you love wrestling.
I'll tell you what your name would be. Sick Note.
Making his way to the ring, weighing in at a little under 90 pounds.
Yeah.
It's Ross!
And your finishing move would be a bad case of sniffles.
the sniffler.
The sniffler, yeah.
We'll go with that then.
Yeah, outstanding. So that's that one. Where are we? Ollie Feingold. Ollie, good to have you on board. A regular questioner, which is great. Kings of Anglia Army and all that. Have Andy and Stu watched any of the League One playoff games? Obviously, Stu's not here. Is Stu? Is he at a stag? Is it a stag do this one?
No.
It's just a little break. Well earned. Yeah, and if they have, what have they made of what's on show? So have you seen any of the League One stuff?
I have. I watched Sunderland Portsmouth on Saturday. I watched a little bit of Doncaster Charlton. Not so much Charlton, that is.
Charlton.
What did I make of it? I think Ipswich have got a lot of talent in their team compared to some of the talent on show in those games.
Yeah.
But I think they need to improve in terms of being streetwise, game management, the ability to win, taking chances, being robust. Plenty to work on, I think. But in terms of ability, there's ability in the Ipswich team and they just need to harness it and learn how to win together, because this current Ipswich team don't know how to win together.
Going to smash it next season. Sammy Monk, if you could sign one of the season's loan players permanently, who would it be and why? Big Trev, surely.
Absolutely. But it's
realistically,
I can't even begin to imagine that being a possibility.
No.
But yes, very much Shalabar. I think he's got an awful lot ahead of him in his career. He's got so many attributes. I really enjoy his, I've really enjoyed watching his progress over the course of the season. It's been fascinating, scary at times, watching from behind your hands and almost wanting a cushion in front of your face when he's on the ball, just nervous he's going to give it away in an awful position. But that improved and it was really good to watch, but it ain't happening.
That's not happening, Sammy. Tony Southgate, been on again. He says, would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout? And he goes on scandalously to suggest that Mark Heath suffers from only being able to shout. It's not true, though, is it? We've often discussed that I'm quite quiet.
You're really quiet. In terms of like podcast audio level,
yeah,
it doesn't help that you decide generally to sit with your head kind of
I'm very
tilted
back.
You needed a producer, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. How are our levels, though, Rossi? They're sounding good, aren't they?
It's going wrong, yes. Yeah,
no, you're not. I wouldn't say that at all.
No. So would you rather be able to whisper or only shout?
probably whisper.
I'd go shout.
Would you?
Mm.
Why?
Just because I'm a broadcast sort of individual, so that's useful.
Yeah, I'd whisper and just turn myself up.
Yeah.
If I needed to.
Good shout. Good shout. See what I did there. Simo, how many players do you think will sell? We've talked about that. He says, players out of contract will move on, but I'm sure Evans will want some cash in through player sales. He says, Bart Skuse, Rowe, Edwards, Nolan, etc. At the right price, I'm sure he'd sell. Now, we think, obviously, Bart, we've discussed.
Yeah. Bart's
Skuse?
Yeah.
Is anyone going to come in for Skuse?
I wouldn't say that there's a market for buying Cole Skuse.
How about Danny Rowe? We don't know what's happening with Danny Rowe, do we?
No. They're short of wingers, certainly a left winger. I'd be surprised if they didn't at least have a look at him in the summer. I would equally be surprised if Lincoln didn't fancy keeping him on. We'll see about that one. I'm not sure how I feel about Danny Rowe. I've not really seen enough of him.
Got to give the boy a chance, surely.
I've only seen him play in the 23s, really.
Yeah.
And he looks okay, but we'll see.
Okay. And Peter Bidoff just asks, have you heard anything about whether James Norwood will be coming here? Already discussed, Peter. Hopefully you've heard that already. And just one final question from the pin, just to finish mailbag for another week. Now that Stuart isn't around, what do you really think of him? What are his worst habits? Does he smell of roses? Stu doesn't smell of roses. He normally does smell quite good because he's got quite a significant scent closet, shall we say, at home. Sex Panther's his go-to. What do we really think of him?
I like him.
He's a good lad.
I like him.
What are his worst habits? What's Stewie's worst habits? Forgetting stuff. He does that quite a lot.
He came into work without his laptop once.
That was one of the most famous. Yeah.
He had to go and sit on his own.
He managed to come into work. He remembered to come into work, but without his key thing to do the work with. But in terms of his best traits, I'd say Stewie's a wonderful writer. He's a really good writer. And a fine journalist and a very good-looking man. Ross is nodding.
he is very good-looking with hair.
Oh, yeah. Sick burn, Ross. Jesus
so not, so
Christ.
Not anymore.
No, he's still good-looking.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
He had a James Collin look at one point, didn't he? So.
He did.
I think he pulls it off much better than James Collins as well, actually.
Yeah. Plus, I'd fancy him to take him in a fight as well.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. We'll never know.
thankfully.
That's the end of mailbag then, boys, for this week. Anything else you feel like we should be discussing before we move on?
No other business.
Rossi, how are we doing for time?
51
minutes, that's about right, isn't it? If we have no other business to discuss, all that leaves me to say, really, is I hope you have enjoyed the new levelled-up sound from our bunker in Ipswich. I hope you've enjoyed that. Please do hit subscribe on all our latest on your various podcast providers, and give us a 5-star review on iTunes, because we've not had one for a while, and the last one that sits on there is the one mugging Hutchie off for his mailbag vocals. And although it's a 5-star one, which does help with visibility, I just want one to cheer Hutch up to say how much you enjoy Hutch's mailbag jingle, because we all do. So that, as I say, it helps us with our visibility. Follow us on social media, Kings of Anglia on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Watch Ross's videos on all those platforms, producer Ross. So that's it, really. Is there anything else you want to discuss before we head off, Hutchman?
No.
Producer Ross, anything to mention?
Just thanks, Sire Radio, for letting us be here.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for IOR Radio, Ipswich Online Radio. Mm-hmm. That'll be going out on the airwaves, this podcast as well. So no doubt, as I say, it can only be a matter of days before Radio 5 come knocking on our door. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.